Moshe Lichtenstein, Yud, Mishpachecha, Yeshlecha, B'Tolos HaShalom.
A couple of introductions. As we think about the many of us, most of us, I think, that have made Aliyah, and we think about the 3 weeks and the 9 days in Tisha B'Av, and the places that we were, for me, it pales when I think about how I'm able to spend this time period in Eretz Yisrael, how the whole, and it's not unlike other Yom Tovim and other times, but it's good to remember, it's good for me to remember, there really has been an Aliyah. For me, I think for my family, in terms of the Ruchnias that we get, that we feel at these times. Many of you know I'm a big fan of Reb Bilinsky and the Musar Vad, which I will give a plug for, that we will encourage more of you to join as the Zman begins in Elul. He wanted us, as part of the Uvdas, one of the activities to try to strengthen ourselves, to be involved during the 3 weeks and the 9 days especially, in some kind of everyday, a short limud, learning something about the Beis HaMikdash, the destruction. So I was very, although none of us necessarily like to volunteer when Rabbi Shlomo comes and asks us to do the kina, but I very much appreciate him asking me, because it gave me an ability during these last few weeks to be able to delve in a little bit, even if for only a few minutes a day, and do some kind of limudim. And if nothing else, it was a very positive and powerful way for me to try to attach myself to these times. I appreciate Shlomo making the energy. I know it's not easy. We appreciate it very much. This kina has 24 stanzas. Each stanza represents one of the mishmaros of the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. And it goes through and describes how each mishmar had a particular avera that stood out, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the Paitan wanted us to remind ourselves to feel, to understand, as all part of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to take a few of these and read through and try to explain a little bit at the simple level what some of them mean, and then hopefully that'll give us more inspiration, I hope. I'll start with the second one. B'cho tivkeh mechameshes asfarim, the people, us, the Bnei Yisrael, who were given the chameshes asfarim, the Torah. K'nera kohen b'navi b'yom ha-kippurim, Reb Linowitz in his Shir Navi described the tremendous, horrible story of the Navi, Zechariah, and the death that the people killed him in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom HaKippurim. The Midrash says there were 7 different sins that happened when he died. Adamo nishchatu prachim katzifirim. And then, of course, the Nebuzaradan came and tried to, quote-unquote, avenge his death. We learned that his blood was boiling in the Beis HaMikdash 250 years. And when Nebuzaradan came and tried to, he killed, according to the Paitan later on in Kina 34, I don't want to give away the whole thing, but it said in the Mefarshim 940,000 people. I don't quite understand that. Another Mefarsh says 80,000. He killed thousands and thousands people, millions. It's unimaginable in the Beis HaMikdash because of what the people did to the prophet. Vanadu mitziporim kohane tzipurim, and we wandered around like birds, kohane tzipurim. One of the ways the Paitan uses is, instead of calling each mishmar by its name, he rather calls it by its place. So Tzipurim was a name of a city called Kitron, and Kitron was where the watch of Yedaya came from. And the Paitan used the Meforshim explain Yadai Ka, Yada, that Kadosh Baruch Hu knew Yadai Ka, the evil in the hearts of this Mishmar. It's not clear whether this was the Mishmar perhaps that was on duty when Zechariah was killed, or whether they had some involvement. The fifth stanza, Hayu oivim malivim belachome lechem. Our enemies ridiculed belachome lechem, lechome from war, from melchama, lechem, which is bread, but of course it also has to do with Torah, which we'll see soon. Kebitlu haloparos l'rayv lechem. There was a pasuk from the Navi, we're supposed to give out bread to the poor, and when these Kohanim, when they stopped giving bread to the poor, that seems part of this idea of this ridiculing of the Tumnei Chachamim. And then once that started happening, then we of course became thirsty for bread and for water. The Forshim speak about, it seems that the Shtei Alechem that was brought gave bracha to Klal Yisrael during the whole time it was brought. It seems that this Mishmar stopped the Shtei Alechem stopped being brought, and because of that, all these other things seem to start to befalling Klal Yisrael. And Beit Lechem, again, the place of Beit Lechem, the watch, the name of the Mishmar was Malchia. Of course, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. Lo harbo Yushalayim ela bishvil shebiza ba tamidei chachamim. Yushalayim was not destroyed except because of the biza, the bizayon, the ridicule of the tamidei chachamim. It brings a pasuk in Viryamim, Vayu malivim malchei ha'elokim. And the juxtaposition of the malachei with the malchaya compares the watch to this pasuk. It seems that perhaps that mishmar itself were ridiculing Tamid Chachamim. We unfortunately see in our times, politics aside, how Talmid Chachamim, how Klal Yisrael does not seem so enthralled with the Talmid Chachamim that we have, many, unfortunately. And that sense of you can have a bizayon to the Talmid Chachamim, and that causes part, certainly, of the destruction. According to the Gemara, that was the reason for the destruction. Stanza number 8. Chet chata v'amra la'alil ze'el. The Paitan describes how this mishmar itself brought an idol, an alil, and claimed this is God. V'heliga v'it'aba choze'el. And they ridiculed and mocked the chozek of Hashem, the seers of Hashem. Avor ken hukna b'margizei el, the revenge that Hashem took, he was angry with what they did. V'yetzim amon el kfar uziel, and he took away from the ma'on, the dwelling place of Hashem, kfar uziel. Kfar Uziel, of course, was the place. The watch was Avia. That was the name of the watch who came from Kfar Uziel. And the connection of the Farshim say, Shalo Abu Lishmoa. They did not have any desire to listen to Hashem, but Kafu Ba'oz Kel. And they were kofar in the strength of Hashem. And of course, the famous Pasuk in Dilem, Ein Oz Ela Torah, Hashem Oz Le'mo Yitain. Seems that this Mishmar also were not strong were kofar, the words of Hashem, the words of Torah, did not seem to want to participate in Limud HaTorah, or were kofar in Limud HaTorah. That's again part of the destruction. The 12th stanza. Lo lamarom ein safas, svat. Not to the heavens did svat, the mishmar of svat, look up. But kesef al cheres chipas, and the external piety, the meforshim say, the kesef of cheres, like they surrounded, they were beautiful on the outside, but the inside they were cheres, they were just plain. But chizuk musmar, musar chorpas, the strengthening of musar, of admonition, chorpas, they were weak, they had no interest in strengthening themselves. Veneras, venilpas, kohen svas, and the kohanim from svas were therefore knocked down and eventually captured. Again, the place was svas, the watch was yakim. It was also called pishchor, and there's from Yirmiah, he describes Pishor. It seems that they put seven different Kohanim Gedolim, this watch, Pishor, seven different Kohanim Gedolim that were all Chalalim. They were not Roy to be Kohanim Gedolim, they put them into service. And because of that, Yirmiah prophesied that they would end up in captivity. And they were, and because of that captivity, they tzfat, they watched the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The 14th stanza is a slightly different. Nishkad ol avon v'nichav, the burden of the avon, of the averos, it hurts me. Kushavti anuna mibli av, is when I sat like a mourning daughter without a father. V'nim naiti miletzavtzev, meaning the ukav, I was silenced from playing the organ and the flute. Benasa alai kina mishmeres yeshevav, and he rose up the kina of the mishmeres of yeshevav. What's interesting about this is the only stanza where the name of the watch and the place are the same. Yeshevav was the name of the watch, which is unusual. All the other ones, we saw that the place was different, and that gave a remez to who the watch was. According to the Meforshim, it seems that this watch was one of the only watches, maybe the only watch that didn't have averos. It wasn't because of the averos of Yeshevav that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that they kept the purity of the Beis HaMikdash. One of the reasons the Meforshim say is in the next stanza talks about Bilgah. Bilgah, it seems the watch was not very good at keeping time. They were always many times late or didn't show up at all. And even though Yeshevav spent the entire week doing the Avodah, they stayed on for as long as it took, whether it was an hour or 5 hours a day, whatever it was, and they continued doing the Avodah, Shel Bilgah, until the watch of Bilgah would show up. Obviously Bilgah was punished, Shevav was not. One of the Meforshim speak about that. The Mesiras Nefesh is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for, is wanting from us, is looking for, that desire within ourselves to realize what we have lost. I'll just share one more, the first one. It's interesting, the last part of Kina Tess ends up Echa Yashva Chavetzelas Hasharon, and that's exactly how this piyut begins. Echa Yashva Chavetzelas Hasharon, how could we sit? Chavetzelas Hasharon is a well-known description of the Beis HaMikdash, how the Beis HaMikdash now sits. The Damam Ron Mipi Nosi Aron, the Ron is like the joy, the joy is stilled, is quiet from those that raise up the Aaron, the Kohanim. Vananu mimish marosam Kohanim bnei Aaron, they were removed from the Mishmeres, the Kohanim bnei Aaron, kenimsar habayis b'mesarve marom. Now again, the Marom was the name of the place. The name of the watch was Yehoyariv. It seems that there, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The actual destruction happened during the watch of Marom, during the watch of Yehoyariv. The Meforshim explain Yehoyariv can be split up as Yehu Riv, Shiravu Im Hashem, that they fought against Hashem. They were Maridim. They were Marid in Hashem. That's again, for some reason that they despised, or they didn't, whatever it was, they went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy the Beis HaMikdash during their watch. You know, the famous Gemara in Tainus, Megadlin Zchus Ayedei Zakai V'Chov Ayedei Chayev, it reinforces the famous Chazal. We know that if the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt in our times, in a sense, it's our fault. When these Kohanim were not doing the Avoda the way they should, Hashem Baruch Hu said, I'm going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash in your time. You are at fault. We are all at fault. We are all sitting here and crying and feeling and trying to do tshuva, realizing that each one of us has culpability. It is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't seen fit. Because each one of us has to see in ourselves those things that we need to fix internally, individually, as a klal, as a kehila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for our tshuva. Once he sees, as Rav Milinowitz suggested, that all of us can rise to the level that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Beis HaMikdash can return, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do such a thing. We all have to realize that as much as we don't want to take that personal responsibility, that Megaglin Zchus Ayedei Zakai and Megaglin Chov Ayedei Chayev, each one of us needs to take that responsibility, needs to do the tshuva. This fast is meant to engender in ourselves the tears, the tshuva, the understanding, the realization that we're not there yet. We have a long, long way to go, individually and as a klal, and we all have to do everything we possibly can in our Limud HaTorah, our strengthening Torah, our strengthening Talmidei Chachamim, strengthening our own avoda, strengthening our ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's who's Bezrat Hashem will have the Beis HaMikdash again.